It's important to mention this right off the top. The "my" in "My Cincinnati" is not a first-person possession. It's Music for Youth in Cincinnati. It's a free youth orchestra program based in Price Hill. Eddie Kwan is their director and Cincinnati Art Ambassador Fellow, and he's here to talk about a couple of upcoming projects. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first off, let's talk about the music organization. What's that whole deal about?
Well, just like you said, My Cincinnati is a free daily youth orchestra program for kids and youth in Price Hill. So we're a program of Price Hill Will, which is a nonprofit comprehensive community development organization that serves the three Price Hill neighborhoods. My Cincinnati as a program started in 2011 with just 11 students. And now we're finishing up our fifth year, and we have over 90 students enrolled that come every single day after school for at least 2 hours to learn violin, viola, cello, double bass, and play together in an orchestra. So that totals to about 10 hours a week at least per student. So it's very intense, and again, it's completely free. So My Cincinnati provides all of the instruments, all of the instruction, and the kids get to be part of a really supportive musical family.
Now, it definitely sounds serious. I mean, this is a real commitment, not just from you and the other staff. We're talking about a real commitment for the kids. They go to school all day, and then they put in 2 hours of practice with the orchestra then.
Absolutely. And some of our students who are really committed spend 3 or 4 hours after school every single day, either helping out or assisting with other classes or just gaining some extra practice and taking extra lessons in supplemental instruments.
And they must really like playing music then.
Well, we hope so. One of the primary goals of My Cincinnati from a teacher's perspective is to make it fun. We want to make sure that music is a social activity and something that brings joy to everyone, not just the student, but also their family, and gives them a source of pride. They can identify as an excellent musician.
How do you get kids to work in an orchestra? I mean, you know, kids for the most part aren't interested in orchestral music. So how do you get kids to come in and suddenly get into a whole kind of music that they probably never thought about?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think one of the greatest parts of My Cincinnati is the teaching staff, because every single teacher and staff member is so passionate, not only about teaching, but about music. So that passion infuses every single moment of their teaching, and I think it really is contagious. So I don't think that kids are inherently averse to classical music or orchestral music or instrumental music. I think a lot of kids probably would love it and develop a passion for it if they were just given the opportunity. And My Cincinnati just gives them the opportunity.
So let's talk about some of the projects that are coming up. You have a collaborative music album, and this is with the Leeward Community College Hawaiian Ensemble. It's a collection of tunes called Lullabies. Now, let me ask you about this. This sounds like a pretty interesting project, working with Hawaiian musicians. Okay, did you do this in Cincinnati or did you go to Hawaii for this?
We did it in Cincinnati. So maybe someday we can go to Hawaii. But through the miracle of the internet, we were able to do a real-time collaboration. So this is a project I was so excited about and was led by My Cincinnati's music education coordinator, Josh Fink. And Josh has been working with the Chicago Symphony and with Carnegie Hall off and on for the past 3 years as a teaching artist for their Lullaby project. So the Lullaby project is a really, really cool and interesting initiative started by Carnegie Hall that has inspired similar initiatives and programs all around the country. And the idea basically is to connect professional musicians and songwriters, composers and arrangers with mothers who just had babies. And the idea is to work together to create a new song, a lullaby for their newborn child. So the musicians work with the mother to develop lyrics, get a song flow, and finally record and perform the final lullaby together. So we were so lucky. Josh was able to connect with an amazing director of the lullaby program in Hawaii named John. And I think the two of them really hit it off and had this idea for a collaboration. So we ended up collaborating with them on two tracks, one called Madeline's Lullaby, which was written by My Cincinnati's littlest musicians, youngest musicians, the Bucketeers. They wrote all of the lyrics and all of the chords and all of the melodies. And the musicians in Hawaii worked together to create the instrumental accompaniment to that. So it's a really beautiful, haunting song. Now, the other song, You're Mine, was written by the Hawaiian Ensemble along with the mother that was involved in that project. And Josh Fink, My Cincinnati's music education coordinator, arranged a beautiful string orchestra accompaniment to that song. And My Cincinnati's top ensemble, chamber orchestra, recorded professionally the string accompaniment, and we put them together. So you can find both songs, Madeline's Lullaby and You're Mine, and actually the Hawaiian Ensemble's reggae version of Madeline's Lullaby on our website.
So this collaboration then, called Lullabies, is this available for purchase or for listening?
Absolutely. You can stream or download it absolutely free on My Cincinnati's Bandcamp page, if you're familiar with Bandcamp.
Now, how many kids are involved in this? And you've got them all set up into separate ensembles as well?
As I told you, we have over 90 students that come every single day to our program. So we have a few levels of orchestra, and kids have a very clear pathway to progress from a beginner ensemble to a more intermediate ensemble to an advanced ensemble, and then also some chamber music opportunities as well.
Okay, so let's talk about the big weekend that's coming up at the end of the month. That's the Price Hill Creative Community Festival. So let's start with the where and when.
Sure. Where? It'll be in East Price Hill in four venues, all really, really close together. When is July 29th and 30th, the last Friday and Saturday of July. Now, the Price Hill Creative Community Festival is a free music and arts festival hosted by Price Hill Will. It's an attempt to use the arts as a way to build a more diverse and inclusive community. So just like My Cincinnati is not only a music program, this festival is not just a music festival. And because we're making the youth musicians a real focus in this festival and having them at the core of all of these incredible collaborations that I'll talk about, we're using this festival as a way to, from the ground up, build a more inclusive, vibrant community all centered around the arts. So this festival will showcase a series of really amazing collaborations between the young musicians of My Cincinnati and our five artists in residence. And these five artists in residence are all internationally renowned musicians, poets, artists in all different mediums. And they're going to be working hand in hand with the My Cincinnati musicians and staff to create together a unique collaborative performance that combines their artistic discipline with the talents of the My Cincinnati musicians. So these amazing once-in-a-lifetime projects are going to be showcased as part of the Price Hill Creative Community Festival. In addition to that, we have some amazing guest artists as well. So I should mention that our five artists in residence are Napoleon Maddox, the rock band Lazy Heart. We have the silent poet Desiree Hosley. We have Israeli composer Ophir Klemperer, and we have dream pop star Isaac Carnes. So those five that are really come from diverse backgrounds will be creating some really unforgettable work with our students this year.
You mentioned a silent poet. Please explain that one.
Well, I think Desiree identifies as the silent poet, or that kind of became her nickname. She describes herself as very shy, but then through her poetry, is extremely vibrant and potent and powerful.
Okay, so along with the music and performances, let's be honest, one of the big things that's going to draw people, you got lots of food trucks that
are Yeah, rest assured, there'll be plenty of food. We'll have food trucks stationed on site, and we'll also have free parking available on site. So folks do not have to be concerned about finding parking on the, on the street or paying for parking. We'll have free parking on site.
So we can all come to see this on July 29th and 30th, the Price Hill Creative Community Festival, and the music project, too, called Lullaby. So a lot going on with My Cincinnati. We've been speaking with Eddie Kwan, who's the director and also Cincinnati Art Ambassador Fellow. Thanks very much for being here.
Thank you so much.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.